If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is an audio recording of the blog post, Tight Fucking and My Favourite Sex Position. This is my favourite sex position. Me face down, head buried in the pillow, heat that borders on claustrophobia, legs straight and slightly parted. He kneels above me, ideally holding his dick in one hand, using the other to squash and pinch and slap my ass. There's a vulnerable feeling, being exposed and examined and used, occasionally spread with both his hands. When I lie like that, sometimes he spits on me to get things started. On his dick, onto me, onto the palm of his hand so he can rub it against my cunt. He lies on top of me, his full weight and more, pushing down, wrapping his big arms around my chest, hooking his hands underneath my shoulders and pulling me down so he can fuck me deeper. I squirm a bit, pushing my ass up to meet him, angling it just right so he can get in as far as possible. If I want to, I can grip the bars of the headboard, using my arms as leverage to fuck back, but often I don't. Fucking back spoils one of the things I love about this position so much, being smothered and squashed and contained, tight and still. Like I almost can't breathe. I imagine that I can't move beyond the odd wriggle. The sensation of tightness is the best bit, the warmth and weight of being smothered, like human bondage. His legs and arms pin me down and hold me still while he fucks the heat into me. When I lie like that, he always leans forward and whispers into my ear that I'm a good girl. Wait, perhaps his voice is actually the best bit of this. It's dark with my head face down in the pillow, but I can hear him breathing in my ear, whispering encouragement and praise of the kind he knows I don't need. He tells me I'm good and says, "Oh, that's it," as he slides in all the way down to the base of his dick. A slight moan, a louder hissed, "Yeah," each stroke accompanied by a harsh exhalation of breath and the gentle rush of it past my ear. Things get quicker and he pulls me tighter. His arms close more forcefully around my shoulders, my chest. Sometimes he'll bring a hand up to clasp around my neck, and I gasp an of appreciation. He doesn't know this, but I push my head further into the pillow and my wriggles get more purposeful. I'm willing him to be less gentle, to choke me harder as I get closer to coming. There's nothing graceful or visual or impressive about my favourite sex position, and perhaps that's why I like it. You don't see it much in porn. Two people just smushed up close together, the top body hiding the best bits of the one underneath. It's rarely recommended or lauded as one of the best sex positions in Cosmo, which is why I think I wanted to write about it. Lauded it ain't, but it's still my favourite. There's no element of performance or stamina or flexibility. It's just two people perving on the best things about each other. Getting as close as possible and fucking as hard as possible, using whatever they can for leverage and lust. The intense closeness of his strong arms. Did I mention how I fetishize his arms? Gripping me hard. The feeling for him as I wriggle a bit beneath him. Whispering and grunting just loud enough that the other one can hear it. not of broadcast, but a sticky secret. Tight and close. Human bondage. When we fuck like this, the only thing I can really control is my cunt. So that's what I use. Clenching, squeezing, until he feels the same warm, wrapped tightness on his cock as I feel in my chest and stomach. Until his breathing matches mine, ragged and quick and urgent. As I pull it tighter around him, so he pulls his arms more tightly around me, and the sensation of his dick along every inch of the inside of me pulls me closer into orgasm, which makes my cunt clench harder in turn. Sometimes he tells me, "That's it," and "Good girl," as the squeeze and spasm of our tangled fuck means we end up coming together. If you liked that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.